Good evening, Wahoos and ACC fans. This is Frank Maloney with my co-host Jim Hobgood. We're glad to be here, somewhat shell-shocked following the massive shellacking on Saturday in Scott Stadium. Tough loss to a very good Clemson team. I think they were favored by 21.5 points going in, and I think their coach told them they needed to win by 35 or 40. And Taj Boyd and Sammy Watkins went about and did it. And I feel sorry for Tim Harris because he pretty much got exposed again, much like the Duke game. And clearly being a true first-year cornerback in the ACC, going up against a future pro like Sammy Watkins, that's a harrowing experience.
Well, you know, Clemson is an elite football team. Virginia's had a chance to play two of them, Oregon and Clemson, and it shows that the Cavs still have a ways to go before they're going to be competitive with a top 10 program. I think Clemson, you know, coming off that game against Florida State, you know, they were a little lackluster last week against Maryland, but they clearly got their game shoes back on in Charlottesville and played really well.
Well, as a good friend of mine always texts me when things are looking bleak, he says, white meat. Well, Clemson's old coach, Frank Howard, used to call Virginia white meat. So it's back to the 70s for now. On the flip side of the coin, I know Virginia has excellent recruiting, and it will eventually pay off. It's not showing up yet, but it will. And we will discuss the recruiting situation with Chris Horn later in the program tonight, after we interview your old running mate, Barry Parkhill, which is very exciting. And, you know, I think the future is brighter. These are just tough times. The schedule was hard enough without adding Oregon. Anybody wants to argue that with me, come on and meet me anytime, anywhere. That was a bad mistake. John Oliver, the associate athletic director, made a bad mistake. He may have brought in some bucks, 3.5 million of them. But
it's good scheduling, ill-timed. Let's at least put it that way.
Wrong year.
But, you know, I mean, and as you pointed out before we went on the air, I mean, I think I read this last week that Virginia may have the most difficult schedule among the football bowl championship teams, which is, what, 115, 120 teams, how many ever there are. So Virginia clearly is playing a very demanding schedule with a really young team. They're I think, the youngest team in Division I-A or football bowl championship, whatever it's called.
No two ways about it. I just think, you know, Virginia had a shot at bringing in Missouri and a number of other schools, and some of those other teams were very, very good.
Well, Missouri wouldn't have been a real good deal this year because they're pretty good.
Yeah, but it would have been a whole lot more competitive than playing number one or number two or number three Oregon. And if you've been watching Oregon, they're going to tee off on Stanford this weekend. And, you know, the old saying, paybacks are hell. I feel sorry for Stanford because they're not ready for Mariota. He is playing Heisman-caliber football this year. The rest of his teammates are living up to their clippings.
It's too bad because, I mean, this year looks like it really would have set up very nicely for a four-team playoff because it appears that Ohio State's going to be undefeated, and it sure looks like Florida State is. And so you're going to have Florida State and Ohio State possibly on the outside looking in, not having a chance at the title. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. But certainly you have to believe that Florida State, I mean, you know, I realize Clemson got off to a really bad start in that game at Clemson against Florida State, but you have to recognize Florida State must be pretty good too.
Well, and Florida State just crushed Miami, and that score could have been much worse.
Right.
The redshirt freshman quarterback for Florida State, Jameis Winston, got off to a slow start. Mm-hmm. If he'd come out blazing like he has been, that might have been a 60-point game because Florida State dominated with their defense in that game, and they were so tenacious. They really folded over the entire Miami line and pushed them over top Duke Johnson and caused the injury. And that was like a tidal wave of players.
Right, we may have a caller just real quick, and you reference it. We have Barry Parkhill coming up shortly, Chris Horn, and Dr. David Nediff later in the show.
Call-in number is 345-0910.
Thank you, Chris. We've got David on line one. David, welcome to the show, and do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment. I have to disagree with one thing. I don't think you could you were going to be able to go ahead and hang with Oregon. But I disagree that you shouldn't have scheduled him. You should schedule everybody you can play. You're Division One. You're supposed to be competitive. You got blown out by Oregon. There's no excuse. You got blown out by Clemson. There's no excuse. They're good programs, maybe a better program. But you schedule the best you got. You go up against them, and you try your best to win. I think that scheduling Oregon was, I mean, Virginia Tech, they lose, and I hate to bring them up, but they schedule really good teams. You're supposed to be
Time out, David. They scheduled one really good team, Alabama.
They scheduled Boise State.
What?
Last year. They scheduled Boise State last year. They scheduled
that was last year.
Good team every year. My point is okay, you got to play Clemson in the ACC, okay? You scheduled Oregon. You have to be competitive. You can't make excuses that you're not competitive.
You know, I'm not making any excuses. I'm just saying this was the wrong year to be adding another superior team. We already had Brigham Young on the schedule, and if you saw what they did to Texas this year a few weeks after the Virginia game, that proves that. The other thing, I'm looking at the current Virginia Tech schedule. Western Carolina, East Carolina, Marshall. The only tough team they play in the back half of their schedule is Miami at Miami. And now Miami's got a whole bunch of injured players. And I've joked with my VPI buddies, perfect timing for Frank Beamer and company.
Well, and it's the luck of the draw, but this year Virginia Tech doesn't play Florida State or Clemson. So it's just the way the schedule works out.
I'm not saying you could have beaten Oregon. I think you could have played better. That's all I'm saying.
No doubt. But, you know, if you also look at the fact Virginia had already had an out-of-conference game scheduled with Ball State, when Penn State dropped out, and by the way, the team that Penn State brought in, they lost to. I think that was Central Florida.
Well, you know, we go back to the beginning of the season when we had Frank Quayle on. You had a sense that he was a little concerned that Oregon game might be too much too soon, and that would be a little bit of a psychological, potentially psychologically damaging for the football team.
Yeah, but it didn't do it to Virginia Tech when they played Alabama.
I hate that excuse.
Well, Virginia
Tech played one of them. Two teams in the top six.
Like it or not, gentlemen, the Virginia Tech program is a little farther advanced than we are at the present time.
But their team is not in very good
shape. Well, they may
not
be, but certainly their program in the last 10 years, as witnessed by the results between Virginia and Virginia Tech.
Their athletic director did not go out and schedule tough opponents to fill the gaps. When Penn State dropped us, which was already enough competition, why do you want to triple the pressure on your coach and your team, and a young team at that, with a new quarterback? Well, it was foolish. And I'm sorry.
I think Oliver just saw it as an opportunity to schedule an elite team, and he went for it. So
yeah, it was a brilliant move. They've got UCLA and Stanford and all these other teams scheduled in upcoming years. Virginia has the 24th hardest schedule in the nation before the season started. It's been since upgraded. Do you know that Virginia Tech's schedule is like 48th when the season started? I don't know what their rated is now. But
well, as we said, clearly the Virginia schedule was as difficult, if not more difficult, than anybody in the country.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to head to break. When we come back, we've got none other than legendary shooting, dribbling, all-world passing superstar point guard, scoring guard, every kind of guard, Barry Parkhill joining us. Looking forward to it. Stay with us.